You mentioned Dr. Blaylock. Interesting statistic that I've heard him quote, and it's regarding breast cancer and mammograms, that mammograms actually increase the risk of breast cancer with each one that you get. And then I've heard you talk about that. Could you expound on that?
Well, I no longer get mammograms. It was Dr. Blaylock who said, if you start off at age 40 with no breast cancer and you have the prescribed yearly mammogram, by the time you're 50, you will have increased your chances of getting breast cancer from radiation exposure by 33 1/3%. He said, and if you carry the BRCA gene, every time you have a mammogram, you increase your chances 15% with each mammogram. And he said, and most people with the BRCA gene get 2, maybe 3 mammograms a year. So they're actually ensuring that they will get breast cancer. Mm. Ever since I met Nick Gonzalez, he makes so much sense. I do his protocol as preventatively. I don't ever want cancer again. And by doing his protocol, I am not afraid of cancer anymore. And I think cancer is one of the motivating fears that most people have tucked away inside them. But when you know Nick and how pure he is and how he's not in it for the money and this is a good guy and the flack he's taken for having the audacity to treat serious cancers with pancreatic enzymes, coffee enemas, and nutritional supplementation and a designed diet for their genetic code. But when I wrote Knockout, I interviewed 17 of his patients. I said, I'd just like to talk to stage fours. And I remember there was these two older women. When I interviewed them, I thought they were older, but they're sort of close to what my age is now. Funny how time flies. And they're both in their 70s, and one had stage 4 breast, one had stage 4 ovarian, only been treated by Nick. One had been had stage 4 ovarian for 17 years, ovarian. The other stage 4 breast at that time for 12 years. I haven't asked Nick recently, but as of last year, they were both still alive and thriving. And I played devil's advocate. I said, really? You're going to do coffee enemas every day? And they started joking. The older one said, yeah, I particularly like French roast. She said, gets me kind of all juiced up. You know, I said, well, okay, whatever. But it makes sense that if you keep cleaning out the liver and a coffee enema goes back to Egyptian, you know, early Egyptian, you know, Cleopatra era, cleaning out the liver of toxins in a time in the world where our livers are groaning from intoxication, it almost, you wonder how anybody can be alive without doing regular liver cleanse. And then the idea of the pancreatic enzymes, and I always have to do everything visually. So what I see with his enzymes is you take them in between meals, and it's a lot of them. I think I take, and this is where I get ridiculed, but I take about 80 a day because I had cancer and I had a big tumor. So I'm not worried about getting it back, but I have to do everything I can in my power to make sure. But so I visualize the little enzymes that in between meals they're eating all the debris. And what better debris to munch on than cancer? And when you keep yourself cleaned out, then there's no reason for the cancer to grow a new self. So I believe in him, but also I think my belief is a big part of why I'm so well. You know, if you believe it, you manifest it, and I believe it.